thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Succeed Intentionally with Monique Davis. I am Monique Davis, and I'm excited that you had the opportunity to join me today. I know you could be doing anything else in the world, but you decided to take some time and listen to this podcast. So I won't be before you long because I've had a long week, and I just really wanted to drop some nuggets before my deadline here, and I want to make sure I give you guys a podcast every Thursday. And it is literally 11:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and so I want to make sure I'm true to my word. So this podcast will be light and short and sweet and to the point. So the podcast for today, I'm really talking about your mindset and how to succeed intentionally with your mind. You know, I've talked to so many individuals in corporate America who are so unhappy with their jobs. And then I ask them, like, what does a day look like in your life? And they tell me some of the things that they do and some of the things that they say and some of their actions. And I think to myself, well, no wonder you're not happy. It's because you're not putting it out in the atmosphere. Happiness is not coming from your spirit or your mind or your actions. So how in the world would you expect to be happy in the workplace? There's tons of reasons why we're not happy in the workplace, right? So number one could be pay. You know, you're not getting enough money, or you're not getting the bonuses that you think that you deserve. Or it could be something on the lines of you don't like the hours, or perhaps it's you don't like the coworkers, or maybe it's even you don't like your boss, or perhaps it's you're not receiving the recognition that you deserve. And that can be, that in itself can be a drain. Or what about you just not valuing, you know, the company itself not providing the value that you thought that it would, right? So meaning your ethics and your morale is different from what they're putting out there, right? Or could it just be that you're not passionate about it? Could it just be you have no more interest in it, right? Whatever it is, I mean, I could literally go on and on and on about the reasons why, but truthfully, regardless of what it is, there's purpose. That's what intentional lifestyle is really about. It's understanding that everything that's connected to you and everything that you do is purposed and has a purpose, and you're there for a reason. I'm a strong believer in Romans 8:28, and I can say that that is my mantra, if I had one, is that all things work together for the good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And I had a speaking engagement tonight for Project Management Institute. And during that speaking engagement, well, the title of my speaking engagement was How to Make Mondays Great Again. And I know that's a play on our current president's motto, but truly, how can we make Mondays great again? And some of the things that we talked about collectively as a group, because I never like to just be a speaker. I truly love interaction. I guess you could call me a facilitator, if you will. But I definitely make sure that my audience is involved and that I'm speaking to the right people, right? I want to gauge my audience. And in doing so, I had a mixture in the crowd. There were some individuals that were unemployed and looking for work, and there was others that were considered freelancers, you know, taking it gig by gig, right? Entrepreneurship to a certain degree. Because they still would accept, you know, corporate contracts, but they're just freelancing, you know, independently contracting. And then there were individuals that were in a corporate position, but just not happy. And I began to talk about some different things that they could do. They could stop gossiping, right? They could stop complaining to their coworkers. Instead of complaining, what about having a solution? What about saying to yourself, you know what? I've complained about the same thing, the same boss, the same horrible benefit for years. What if I switch it up and say, how about I create a solution? What if I create a board, a health and wellness board? Or what if I create an after work networking group for only our division? Or what if I suggested a team building exercise? I mean, every single complaint that I have, what if I thought about a solution? See, we don't necessarily think that way because the truth of the matter is we like to stay in our misery. Misery does love company. And you don't have to give it. You don't have to give misery what it wants. You can make the change, but it starts with your mindset. It's literally believing that instead of sitting in the parking lot and thinking of all the ways that you could just run away from the job, that you go in there with a positive attitude, you make sure you fix your office space up, you know, make your office space like another home, make it beautiful. Make it beautiful, make it amazing, but just do something that can beautify your experience. Start excelling in your job. That means not being the no person, but turning into the yes person. That means actually creating new things that you could do to help your business grow. Here's the thing: when you excel in your job, even if you can't stand the environment or your boss or your coworkers, it's not for them. You excelling, you doing an amazing job at something, it's not for them. It goes on your resume. No matter if they can't stand you or not, they have to give you the kudos of which you deserve. If you made something out of nothing, if you created some type of strategy that helped provide or bring in a revenue of $300,000+ or $500,000+ or $1 million, numbers don't lie, right? People can lie, but numbers don't. And you keep those receipts, and that goes into your portfolio. Ask me how I know. I've been in situations where they were both toxic and really just not a warm working environment. And I had to make it do what it do, okay? And I mean that. Another thing that you can do is to start mentoring others. And I know you're thinking, wait a minute, I hate my job. Why would I mentor someone else? Because maybe you need to treat someone better than you've been treated. Sometimes it's just about giving out that extra helping hand to someone who's new, who doesn't know what's happening or hasn't quite, you know, caught the hint, so to speak, that things are a little wacky in your office place. But be that person to help them, show them the ropes. And you could be thinking, well, no one showed me the ropes, but so what? Treat others the way you were not treated. Take someone out to lunch. If you were always the person that people would ask to go to lunch and you would say, oh, I'm so busy, you know, I can't do it, then you know what? Just take them to lunch. Find someone in the office and take them to lunch. You never know what you could learn. See, the quicker you find out what your real assignment is, because I believe that nothing is on accident. Everything is intentional. So the things that are happening in your life are going to be used for your good. So that means that even your job, even if you're only in the job for a paycheck, that's what you think. But I believe that God has a bigger plan. I believe that He is doing something all the time, every day, to make sure that it turns out for your good and for the good of others. Because let's face it, our true purpose, everybody's purpose, to some degree, is to serve. And so if you're serving and you're doing what you're supposed to do, your assignment, your purpose, it's going to reveal itself. So just continue to walk in that alone. That mindset alone will bring you so much joy, so much satisfaction, so much happiness. So if I could leave you with anything, and I mean anything, out of the wonderful conversations and jewels that I was able to drop and I was able to receive while I was at this speaking engagement tonight for Project Management Institute, it would be just change your mind. When you change your mind, the possibilities are endless. At the end of the day, you can look at someone and say, man, that person has 3 houses and a boat. Man, they're living a good life. Man, I really wish I could live that type of life. And that person with 3 homes and a boat could look at you and say, man, I remember when I used to be so free. I only had 1 home, and I had so much time to spend with my children because I didn't have to worry about all these bills for these 3 houses and the boat. Success is a mindset, but it's also a perception. Your level of success won't be the same level of another person's. But at the end of the day, you've got to change your mindset and be grateful for where you are. Be thankful for the opportunity and look how far you've come so far. No matter if you haven't received the recognition that you desire, no matter if you haven't received the raise, no matter what, look at it with a different point of view. Be grateful. Be thankful on this wonderful Thursday. Because at the end of the day, your success can be ripped away from you if you look at it only from a monetary standpoint. But my understanding and what I'm learning about what broke mentality is and poor versus rich, what I'm learning is that, and this is truly me learning this in my 30s, guys. What I'm learning is broke is a mindset. Okay? Broke is a mindset. If you want to be rich, think that you're rich. Walk, talk, act, react, smell, dress like you're rich. Because at the end of the day, wherever you go, whatever wealth you already have inside of you, and each and every one of us has gifts, and those gifts are our wealth. And whatever wealth you have inside of you will go with you wherever you go. So you're never broke. You can't be broke when you have those special gifts that make you you inside of you. Those things that only you can do to solve a problem, to create a solution for someone, to help someone in need, to give an encouraging word, to figure out something, to put systems into places, to engineering something, to manufacturing something, to drive someone somewhere, to hand someone their change with a smile, to simply say my pleasure when they say thank you. Whatever your gifts, whatever your attributes and skills, they never leave you no matter what you have in your bank account. Your bank account doesn't make you broke. Your mindset does. So that's what I want to leave you guys with. I so appreciate you taking the time to listen. Please give me any feedback that you may have. If you have a suggestion, or if you know someone that you say, you know what, Mo, I think that this person would be really good as a guest on your podcast. Please, 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 please do so. Send them right on over to me. You can email me at info@succeedintentionally.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at @successcoachmonique. And let's connect and continue to live our life fulfilled, because a life fulfilled is a life done intentionally. Be blessed, guys.